845-6255 or Renee Goolsbee at 318-730-4848. Artists International, a proud supporter of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
The HP Long Urgent Care Center is a proud sponsor of KAYT, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Charlotte's Beauty Salon, the total beauty and body shop, located at 705 Wing Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Giving you fabulous hair care for your everyday lifestyle. Whether it's work or play, Charlotte's Beauty Salon got you covered. Shampoos, relaxers, rearrangers, flat irons, color highlights, braids, and more. Charlotte even offers deep conditioning and scalp massages for thinning hair. Charlotte Beauty Salon also offers facials using all natural products. And that's not all. If you need to shed some of those unwanted extra pounds, Charlotte offers budget-friendly botanical body wrap for your arms, thighs, and midsection. For more information on how you can get a complete hair and body makeover, 318-445-6255. That's 318-445-6255. Charlotte's Beauty Salon, a proud sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe.
Dr. King said, "The vote is the most powerful instrument ever devised by man for breaking down injustice. The time to get registered to vote is now. The time to take a stand is now. Your right to vote is not just a privilege, it's your duty as a United States citizen. The only way to impact important issues is to vote. The last day to register to vote in the November 4th open primary election for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Mary Landrieu is October 6, 2014. Early voting begins October 21st through the 28th. This public service announcement is brought to you by U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu, an underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1 Alexandria, 98.9 Monroe, and 92.5 in Shreveport.
I'm Mary Landrieu, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Mary Landrieu.
KAYT 88.1 FM. Broadcasting on the cutting edge of technology. You can't stop, can't stop, can't stop, can't stop listening.
Sometimes I wonder. How long will it be?
Yes, 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 Lord.
How long will it be?
Yes, yes, Lord.
For the love.
Are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Burdens are being removed by the authority and the power of the Word of God. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to invite you to our annual Word Explosion beginning September 4th through the 7th. This conference is designed to strengthen you, empower you, equip you, and bless you by focusing on the life-changing power of the Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. We're going to saturate ourselves for 4 days and nights in the Word of God and see God perform His Word with signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. This will be 4 days of power, 4 days of revelation, 4 days of healing, 4 days of building our faith in the Word of God. Our special guest ministers are Reverend Greg Green from Baton Rouge, Reverend Larry Brown from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Pastor Robert Little from New Orleans. These ministers will bring a fresh revelation of God's Word with power and demonstration. You don't want to miss these life-changing meetings as we allow God to speak to us from His Word. Service times are Thursday through Saturday at 9:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. nightly, and on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Everyone is invited. You don't want to miss this explosion of blessing. Plan now to attend the Word Explosion beginning September 4th through the 7th at the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. The Word Christian Center is located at 4701 Lee Street, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. For more information, call 318-442-8100 or visit our website at thewordcc.com. Get ready for an explosion of God. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you. The Word Christian Center is an underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1. With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written,
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Praise God, hallelujah. Well, you know, over the last 3 weeks, I've been talking to you about the authority that you have as a believer. And we've been talking about the specific power that's in Jesus' name. Didn't we have a time last week?
Yes.
Talking about that name. That name heals. That name delivers. That name sets free. That name blesses. Glory to God. That name gets you out of jams. Hallelujah. To get you out of a jam. When you don't know what to do, you can call on the name. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, because his presence is in his name. Praise God. Amen. We know that Jesus has been given a name above every name. You say, why is Jesus' name so great? Well, first of all, his name was conferred on him by God the Father. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, says that God has highly exalted him and given him a name. His name is great because it was given to him by God. Has given him a name that's above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue confess, whether they be beings in heaven, beings in earth, beings under the earth, hallelujah, every knee's going to bow, every tongue's going to confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So his name is great because God conferred greatness on him. His name is great because he inherited a great name. Hallelujah. If you look at the book of Hebrews, it says that he inherited a great name. He inherited a more excellent name than anyone else. Amen. So he has a name by inheritance. And then his name is great because of his conquest. Because of what he's done, he has a great name. How many of you know that your name can become great if you do great things? Amen. You know, all you got to do is say a few names, and immediately there's something associated with them if they've done something great in a certain area. You know, if I say Rockefeller, what you think about? Money. Right? You say Obama, what you think about? President, because his name's been elevated now. 8 years ago, you said Obama, you'd have thought you was talking in tongues. If you say Barack Obama, you say he's speaking in tongues. I'm going to tell you, Jesus has a great name. Yeah. Hallelujah. And through his name, salvation has been granted to the human race and to the world. And we thank God for that. Amen. And then Jesus gave us the authority to use his name. Praise God. He said, the works that I do shall you do also, and even greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. He gave us the authority to use his name in executing the will of God in the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can use that name to execute judgment in the earth. Amen. We have authority to use his name. That name gives us access to the throne of God, because Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he going to give it to you. Praise God. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God that we can go to the Father. And I believe that. You got to believe that. He said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he's going to give it to you. Glory to God. He said, this is one way that your joy is made full. How many of you know answered prayer make you happy? How many of you like answers to prayer? Oh, when you get an answer to prayer, you start rejoicing. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. And God will answer your prayer just so you can have joy on the inside. He's just waiting to answer your prayer. He's just waiting on you to use the name and to use it with confidence and with assurance and with